Commentator John Feinstein is among those who closely watched the selection of the NCAA men's basketball tournament field over the weekend. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, top seeds, the teams with the best position here, North Carolina, Ohio State, Florida, and Kansas. Any surprises there?
No, not really, because all four of them won their conference tournaments and finished strong, and that's what the committee looks at. The only two candidates to be number ones were UCLA and Wisconsin. Wisconsin lost to Ohio State yesterday, and UCLA lost in the first round of its tournament, so that knocked it down to a number two.
Okay, John, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty with your line. I'll just ask you to speak slowly, and I'm sure we'll be able to hear you clearly. I want to ask about Florida, which gets the top overall seed, trying to repeat as the NCAA champion. They begin against against Jackson State. That's, I guess, the benefit of being the top seed is you get to play someone like Jackson State.
Right. You play a number 16 seed, the last seed in your region. And they have as good a chance to repeat as champions as anybody since Duke did it in 1992, the only team in the last 30 years to do it, because they returned all five of their starters, which, as you know, Steve, is very unusual in college basketball these days when you have success. And they're playing, as I said, their best basketball of the season going into the tournament, much like last year when they caught fire in March.
They're lucky that none of those starters went off to the pros, I suppose.
Well, that's exactly right. If you look at North Carolina the year before, which had four underclassmen on their championship team, they all left for the NBA.
Now, which teams are not in the field that you're going to miss, John?
Well, the two that really stand out are Drexel and Syracuse for different reasons. Syracuse is from a power conference, the Big East. Everybody thought they would get in, and two teams, Marquette and Villanova, which finished behind them in their conference, got in, and Syracuse didn't. So it's kind of a mystery what the committee was thinking there. Drexel is the team that has the biggest complaint. Steve, they won 14 road games during the season. The Big Ten, the entire conference, other than Ohio State and Wisconsin, won 16 road games combined. And Drexel got left out of the field. That's a basketball crime that was committed there, taking Illinois and Purdue out of a weak Big Ten and leaving Drexel out. The committee should be ashamed of itself for that.
How'd Drexel do at home?
They did okay at home. I mean, their overall record was 24-8. But because they're from a mid-major conference, they're forced to play extra road games. And they won at Syracuse. They won at St. Joe's, at Villanova. And the committee overlooked that, took two teams from the CAA. That's George Mason's conference from a year ago, but didn't take Drexel. That's just disgusting.
And you don't think that overall they did very well by smaller schools?
No, they didn't. They only took six mid-majors this year as opposed to eight last year and nine the year before. They went back to their old habits of feeding the rich, the Big Ten, the Big East, the ACC. It's clear the committee had a bias toward the big conferences this year.
Well, no matter how much the rich get fed, there nearly always seems to be an upset or two or three or four in the first round of the NCAA basketball tournament. What are you looking for this year?
Oh, I've got several possibilities. Long Beach State, nobody knows anything about them. They haven't been good for 35 years. 12 seed, I think, could beat Tennessee. I think Winthrop, which has never won a tournament game, could beat Notre Dame. Wouldn't that be great, Winthrop beating a Notre Dame? That's why this tournament's beautiful. And look out for Holy Cross, a 13th seed against Southern Illinois.
John, good to talk with you.
Thanks, Steve.
And we'll be watching to see what happens. The comments of John Feinstein, whose book, Last Dance, Inside the Final Four, is out in paperback.